endeavoring to create doubt, confusion in their minds. And then there are all those other false teachers and false religions who want to take you away from the truth and confuse you with their lies. And there are plenty of folks out there who would really like to have you lose your salvation. They want to undo in you what Christ has wrought. Throughout the history of the church, you can see the record of that. Take, for example, Martin Luther. He faced men who said to him, "We tell you, you either recant your belief in salvation by grace through faith, or you die." And he said, "Here I stand. I can't do that." But the major effort was made not only on him, but on thousands of other people to get them to deny their faith or die. There are a lot of people who would like to get you to reject Christ, turn your back on salvation, walk away, chuck the whole thing, write it off. Can they succeed? Those who are against you, can those who are against you succeed? Well, look back at verse 31. If God is for us, then who in the world is going to be successful against us? If God, the great power, our stronghold, our Savior, our refuge, our deliverer, is for us, is there someone more powerful than He who, in opposing Him, is the victor? Obviously, the answer is, of course not. God is for us. That we're confident of. He is for us. And since He is for us, who can successfully be against us? That is why 1 John 4:4 needs to remind us again that greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. There is nothing in this created universe that can stand up against the living God who dwells in you. So Paul makes a grand and glorious statement about general truth, and it is that God is for us. He's for us getting to glory. He's for us reaching heaven. And He turns everything in our life to a good purpose and a good end. And He overrules all struggles and all suffering and all sin to bring about our eternal glory. And since He is for us, the great and almighty, all-powerful God, there is no human agency on the face of the earth who in opposition to us can succeed, right? Now somebody's going to come along and say, okay, all right, I'll buy that. That's pretty clear there. There aren't any human beings, there aren't any people out there that